Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with author and pastor Zach Maldonado, talking about his new book called Perfect and Forgiven. Yesterday, we talked about the premise of this book and how Jesus came to be with us and to set us free, and what our identity each day needs to be in that and not about our accomplishments, and just was really, really powerful. If you missed that, I want to encourage you to check out that 14-minute program. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check that 14-minute program out. But we're going to continue our conversation with Zach today. I'm going to talk about a few other topics that he addresses in his book, Perfect and Forgiven. Zach, one of the chapters that you talked about was accepted. And you started off with a great story. I can relate to this because my nephew had to wear an eye patch too. Share that story with us.
Yeah, man. I mean, growing up, I had this lazy eye, and I think it's still lazy today, but, you know, I'm a millennial, so sometimes my eyes can be lazy as well. So, and anyway, so I grew up, and, you know, I, for all the eye doctors out there, you know, I just question their field, because I just feel like they go around and they see how bad they could make it for those of us who have to wear glasses. So I was already wearing glasses. I had terrible vision. My eyeglasses were 3 inches thick, you know, and I already heard all the jokes. And so I went to my eye doctor, and you know, he was like, hey, here's a great idea. You're already getting picked on. How about we throw an eye patch in the mix? And so literally a pirate patch of an eye patch that I had to wear. So I remember the first day I wore it to school, and I wore it in class, and man, it was just so embarrassing. And I just remember hearing all the judgment and everything else. And I remember going out to recess and just feeling downtrodden. My best friend, Michael, he wasn't in my class, and so he didn't know what was happening, but he knew something was wrong with me. And he came up, he's like, Zach, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, you know, I just ate bad Mexican food last night or something. He's like, come on, dude, really, what's wrong? And finally I fessed up and I was like, I have to wear this eye patch, and it's just embarrassing. It's for my eye and my therapy. And he's like, wait, like what pirates wear? I was like, yeah. And he's like, dude, pirates are cool. Like, that's awesome. And, you know, it's amazing what acceptance does to a person. And that's what happened to me. When I experienced acceptance like that for the first time, it shocked me, it puzzled me, but it set me free, because I could accept myself. And when I could accept myself, I could live more freely. And that's the good news of Christianity, is that on day one, moment one, we are as accepted as we'll ever be, and that every mistake, God's opinion never changes, it never wavers. And I know, like many people out there, I live my entire life trying to prove myself. I mean, I'm a people pleaser to this day, and I have to always come back to and remember that I'm accepted and I'm loved apart from what I do. And I'm reminded of the professional football player Tom Brady, after winning 3 Super Bowls, you know, he has a supermodel wife making hundreds of millions of dollars. He's getting interviewed, and he says, is this it? He didn't feel satisfied. He didn't feel like what he did was enough. He thought there had to be more. And you're like, what? The guy's got everything. And that's why nothing in this world will satisfy. And the only thing that satisfies is knowing Jesus Christ, and knowing that we don't have to prove ourselves, that we're accepted, we're pleasing, and we're made right by faith, and there's nothing left to prove, that God likes us, he loves us, and that's the good news of God's grace.
Well, that was such a great example there with Tom Brady. When I read that in your book, we had a coach here that won his second national championship at Georgetown College and in AIA school in men's basketball, and I had breakfast with him about a month after the second championship, and I said, man, how did it feel after, you know, winning your second national championship, man? He's like, you know, not that different. He said, I thought it would, but really it didn't. He said, just time to start the new season. And I think sometimes we think, even as followers of Jesus, just if we have a little more success and whatever we do, that will bring peace and happiness. And yet it just doesn't, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's not that those things are bad. And God wants us to enjoy those things. He's given us each callings and tasks, and He loves those things. He loves coaches, but he wants us to realize that only he can give life meaning, that only he can give life purpose, that only he can make all the things that he's given us in this world make sense to us, because without it, they're just empty and they will never bring life. But if we go into those things knowing that, you know what, Scripture says that everything I need, I have in Christ, and He is all I need. And if I can live my life from the acceptance and love and pleasure of God, then I don't have to seek after or try to find those things in somebody or something else.
Well, another thing I think, Zach, that keeps us from being accepted, and I've talked about this numerous times over the past couple of years that we've been doing Hope Is Here, but I think one of the things that keeps us, the enemy keeps us from being accepted, how God has wired us up, which He's made us all uniquely, is when we do that compare game. Have you found that to be true in your life?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you immediately step in front of the mirror, and the first thing you think is, oh, I don't look as good as somebody else, or I don't have the car like somebody else, or the house like somebody else, or the status like somebody else, or the followers like somebody else. And, you know, God's only made one of you, and He doesn't want you to be a fake version of somebody else. He wants you to be you. And that, and when you realize that being you is better than being a fake version of somebody else, there is freedom in that. There is freedom just living your life knowing that I am enough just the way I am.
Well, and you said that in your book in page 35. You said, this means God likes you for you, not what you can do for Him or what you bring to the table. And I think that, man, there's such freedom in that statement in your book, realizing God just loves us whether, you know, Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl or not, right?
Amen. And even if you're a Cowboys fan like I am, whether they'll never win one again, God still loves them the same, and He loves us the same. And I think our biggest fear is that if we're found out, that people will reject us, they'll think we're frauds. But God knows everything about us. He knows every sin we'll ever make. Nothing surprises Him. And yet He fully loves us. And that's an amazing thing, that I'm God's favorite, but so are you, Greg, and so is everyone who's in Christ, that God is crazy about us, that's why He went to the cross, that's why He loves us, that's why He'll never leave us.
Well, I also liked in this chapter that you talked about that, you know, you're free to fail, you're free to mess up, you don't have to get it right in order for God to accept you or love you, and that's what's so radical about the gospel. It's not about you. You don't have to perform perfectly in order to be loved, accepted, or pleasing to God. And been doing ministry both full-time and bivocationally for 16 years, Zach, and you know, I meet for coffee with a lot of followers of Jesus that I find sometimes they're just exhausted from trying to be a Christian, and that's not what Jesus died for, did He?
No, I mean, Jesus came to give us rest, and He came to set us free, and if what we're hearing about Jesus is not setting us free or giving us rest, then I would beg to argue that that is not from Jesus, that the truth sets us free, and so if what we're hearing isn't setting us free, then it's not the truth. You know, people get scared. They say, I want to live for God, and the whole message of Christianity is that Christ is living in us now, that we're not like other religions. Other religions, they follow some historical teacher and some teachings, but our historical teacher is living, and He's alive inside of us, and He wants to live His life through us. And people get scared when I say you're free to fail, because they say, oh, well, that's just cheap grace, Zach. And I said, no, because it's only the grace of God that's going to teach us to say no to sin, Titus 2:12. I mean, I remember the first time I went out to a ropes course, Greg, and what do? They put you in this harness. And what does the harness do? Well, it secures you. And I remember as I was walking the tightrope that the first few slips and falls was the firm reminder that I was secure. And it's our security and confidence in that harness that, you know what it allowed me to do? It allowed me to walk perfectly down that rope. And that's what the grace of God does. It gives us security and confidence. It doesn't make us want to sin more. It doesn't want to make us want to fail. It gives us the confidence and the balance to live godly. And that's the good news of the gospel, that it really is all about Jesus, what He's done and what He's doing in and through us today.
Well, I like how you closed out that chapter. You said God is reminding us that what others may see as flaws, He sees as cool. So don't be afraid of your eye patch. God's next to you wearing one too. And then you close it out with that section of hearing God's opinion. You said, you're safe to be you. I don't want you to hide. I don't want you to be like someone else. I accept you. All of you, I love living inside of you. You and I make such a great team. I'm so proud to be your God. I'm never ashamed to be associated with you. Your sin doesn't surprise me. I've seen it all, and I've taken it all away. I know everything about you, and guess what? None of it makes me change my mind about you. I enjoy you. And I know there's somebody listening today that needed to hear that, Zach. And, man, I just love what prompted you to put these hearing God's opinion at the end of each chapter?
Yeah, I think it's just it's a cool way to summarize the chapter, but it's a cool way to just hear from, you know, when we read scripture and we read things, we forget that in the Bible that God is speaking to us. And so all those hearing God's opinion is inspired from just a ton of scripture. And I put them all in the back of the book. And I just wanted people to just take a step back and realize that God has an amazing opinion of you.
Well, I was really blessed by each one of those when I read them. And if you just tuned in, we're talking with Zach Maldonado. He is a author and a pastor at Church Without Religion. Where is the Church Without Religion located, Zach?
We are in Lubbock, Texas, about an hour and a half south of Amarillo in the Panhandle.
All right. Well, so your winter's not too rough down there.
No, it's not too bad, but I will say this year we got snow before my Chicago friends did, so it's kind of hit and miss around here.
Wow. Well, another thing, as an author, you wrote this book. We've been talking about Perfect and Forgiven, but you also wrote another book that you wrote called The Cross Worked. Can you tell us a little bit about that book?
Yeah, man. I mean, so many people, so much of the teaching in Christianity essentially says, well, the cross was a nice gesture from God, but we still need to do more to get forgiven and to stay loved. And I argue, wait a minute, was the cross enough or was it enough? And I believe the cross worked, that we can have confidence on the day of judgment. That's what 1 John 4:17 says specifically. It says we're just like Jesus, and because of that, we can have confidence on the day of judgment. And I believe that, you know, Scripture teaches that our sins have been dealt with and taken away, and that we can trust in Jesus alone. It's no longer about my words, my confession, my good works. It's all about Jesus. And so it's just getting back to the core of the gospel, because I think we lose sight of that.
Well, I think it's a great reminder, and I'm looking forward to reading that book, because I've enjoyed your one, Perfect and Forgiven, so much. And I think, you know, we get at Easter and we celebrate, obviously, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, but then we kind of forget about the power of the cross, don't we?
Amen. And it's, you know, Paul says, I preach Christ and Him crucified. He says, I only boast in the cross of Christ. And so it is a big deal, and it needs to be a big part of everything we say and we do and everything we believe about God.
All right. We've been talking with Zach Maldonado. He is a author and a pastor. We've been talking about his book, Perfect and Forgiven. I want to encourage you to check out his website, ZachMaldonado.com. That's ZachMaldonado.com. You can find both those books, Perfect and Forgiven, or The Cross Worked. But I hope that you're joining us tomorrow, because we're going to be with him for one more program. We're going to be talking about a couple more chapters in his book, one called United, and then we're also going to be talking about the word obedient. And I know that I'm really looking forward to hearing that, because a lot of times that's a word that I don't like to hear, and yet I know that the Bible says that God desires obedience over sacrifice. So make sure you invite somebody to join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Zach Maldonado on Hope Is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope Is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.